Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. I'm Mr. Kak, and I am joined, excitingly. Actually, hey, wait.
JK.
Hold on. Watch this. Couldn't hear anything, but there was a Christmas sound effect.
I was about to say, I see the Christmas effect, so.
Yeah, you see the Christmas effect, but when this gets, like, I mute it so that way I don't hear it while I'm, like, making transitions and stuff like that while doing streams and stuff. But it'll be there, man. It'll be there. I promise. Welcome, Reno, my guest. I guess I probably should have said you were my guest before I went off on like a 5-minute expedition to find something.
Hey,
absolutely.
As long as we get there, that's all that matters.
Absurd. So, Reno, I really wanted to have you as a guest because this is the Christmas Eve episode. I mean, Santa's just right around the corner.
He's basically here.
As you know, because this is Christmas right now, we're not recording this at a different time. Whoa! But yeah, Christmas right around the corner. Christmas Eve episode drop. I was super late last week with my episode. You don't know that, Reno, but other people do. I get 12 downloads from Germany over my last 5 episodes. So if you're listening from Germany right now, dude, you're awesome. I don't know who you are, but I love you. You're over in Frankfurt. Like, I don't, I'm sorry if that sounds creepy that I know your location, but Buzzsprout tells me.
I'm watching you.
But Buzzsprout gives me access to your home security. I'm watching you. But no, that's cool. That's
I have
super...
your ADT alarm codes.
But yeah, no, like, this is apparently an Arkansas regional show, but like, then there's like this person out in Germany that's listening. So, hey, thank you if you're a German listener. Appreciate it. I don't sprechen the Deutsch, but I... You know,
I was about to say that. Like, Eric, sprechen Sie dick.
I don't speak German, but, you know, hey, do it for the Deutschland, man. Do it. But, Reno, I really wanted to have you for my holiday end of the year episode, so thank you for being here, friend.
Well, I'm glad to be here, friend.
And I've given you a bad run of topics, I feel like, throughout the course of the time I've had you on Mr. Kak and Me. Usually it's tomfoolery, or we talk about pooping ourselves, or just stuff that you probably couldn't share with your parents and say, hey, look, I was on a podcast, because you probably don't want them knowing the horrific nature of your actual life. I instead wanted to have a nice, wholesome, there's a holiday, let's talk about that holiday. And I really want to talk to you because I've gotten very nostalgic recently, thinking back to like Christmas and my experience as a sibling during Christmas. So like memories for Christmas of years past, you know, you can break it down to how your individual experience was. But for those of us that have siblings, depending on how close you are to those siblings, there's potentially another added layer to that, especially if they're are degrees of separation in years between you and your siblings. So both you and I, the older siblings of the immediate family members we lived with. So I imagine we probably shared some similar experiences with the holiday season. But Reno, you specifically, what are some of your most fondest Christmas memories? Do you have any?
So I do. I have a lot of. I could talk about this for a while, honestly, but. So I do have one, and this was the first year that I found out that Santa Claus, who he was. So
thank you for keeping it ambiguous for all of my 12-year-old listeners.
There, and I was like, well, hold on.
Well, anyway. I mean, if someone has their kid listening to this stuff,
yeah,
I mean, how did they survive Ricky's episodes?
Like, I know. I'm trying to keep it together here.
No, hey, listen, there's probably some 30-year-old that listens to this that doesn't need to know that secret right now, Reno. Anyway, sorry, I jumped in. Yeah, go ahead.
my grandparents and... my aunt, my great grandparent, or great aunt and uncle, whatever they are, they're my grandmother's sister and her husband. So they all came to the house and they were there Christmas Eve with us, and we played games and things like that, and you know, did kid stuff. Well, you know, at this point, you know, it's bedtime for the kids, so I had to go to bed, and I couldn't sleep because it's pretty. I don't know if I was the only kid that ever had this problem, but like Christmas Eve, like I could not go to sleep.
Well, I promise you, You're not, because another one's right here, Reno.
Just, oh, my mind, I couldn't shut my mind down. Like, even if I tried to sleep, because I know, like, you know what, I need to sleep. I need to go to bed. And I never could get calmed down. So I'm, like, sitting there to, like, try, God, come on, I got to sleep. So then I start hearing some noise. I'm like, okay, well, they must be starting or something, you know. And, well, come to find out, they weren't. So I woke up the next morning and you know, after, you know, the shock with my little brother about, you know, all the gifts and things that we got, I asked my dad, I said, hey, there was a lot of ruckus last night. And he goes, oh, yeah, your grandma and grandpa and brother and sister got into it over Mexican train last night. That's what all the ruckus you heard. What? Like, yeah, they knocked over the table and dominoes went everywhere. It was a wild night. And so I asked him about it, and my grandma was still mad about it, because whatever it was, she got wronged and she got mad about it. And she was like, you know, when we woke up, you know, they were still awake. They didn't go to sleep. They stayed up all night playing that. And anyway, so I asked her about it, and she's like, still pissed off. And
wait, is this Dovey's side?
Yes, this is.
Oh, yes. That yeah, makes so total sense. Her anger, like, then. It yeah. makes total sense. Yes, she was something else, buddy.
Yeah. So she's sitting there, like, you know, got a smile on her face. You know, the kids are having Christmas, so she's keeping it together. And as soon as I mentioned that, she, like, cuts her eyes at me, like, how dare you bring this up? Like, what did you just do? You just ruined Christmas.
Dang. And did, she pull you aside then and was like, hey, guess what? Santa's not real, you little jerk.
If you don't already know, no. She, but she like, she looked at me because she thought that Papaw had put me up to that. And she thought Papaw was trying to aggravate her because he knew this that she is was
legit.
So mad.
There was a legit fight that happened that night, Reno.
Like, Dad wasn't joking. He wasn't trying to cover it up or whatever. Like, it was straight up. They legitimately got into it. But that's one of my favorite ones because, you know, that I think that morning too, I got my boom box. So this is back when that was a big deal. Remember we did the jump rope for Jordan and all that good stuff. I always brought the boom box that had Jock Jams Volume 1 on it. And
pump up the jam. There you go. Pump it up.
There you go.
While your feet are thumping. Ow!
I don't know about you.
What?
I wasn't one of those kids that woke up early on Christmas morning. Were you?
Ooh, Reno. So I can't remember if I individually was. I feel like I probably was. But when it got to a point, so before I found out the secret of the season, I did once my brother and sister, the younger brother and sister that I have, clarifying for people listening, not you, Reno, you know my family. Once Christina and Jordan got older, to a point that we all appreciated at a certain level and we could all talk to each other and it wasn't like a baby was in the mix, we started collectively, and I was the ringleader as the oldest, waking up at 6. I would set my Space Jam alarm, the little like little crank one, and I would set that. I would go drag their butts out of bed, and we would set up like sleeping bags and our pillows outside of the tree. So we kind of scope out the tree. We check out our stockings, not opening anything, but just like surveying the landscape of the moment. And then we lay down in front of the TV, and I would turn on TV and just try to find whatever station was playing some kind of cartoon in that moment. We turn it down really low because we knew we couldn't wake up our parents. Our parents made it very clear that they were not to be
us up.
They were not to be woken up until after a certain time threshold. Now, as a parent, I understand what my parents were saying.
Totally clarify with that. We're on the same page.
I understand. I will also be following that rule, Mom and Dad. But yeah, so I was there. And then once I got to a point where I was in on the secret, I still, but not as diligently. It was the onus was then on Christina and Jordan to kind of wake me up. But I would help them like sit up and I would talk. I'd basically be Santa's hype man. The morning of, I was like, oh, what'd you guys, what do you think? What are your stockings looking full? Like, what do you think we got?
Get hyped, boys. Here we go.
Yeah. But, oh man, there was just always something so cool about going out there. You're the first one, or you and the siblings the first one. You go out there, you see the tree, and crap is now under it that wasn't there before. And it is one of those things where, like, listen, is it stupid that children believe a certain thing? Sure. But when your brain isn't fully formed, and you see something, and you're like, this is something that wasn't there the day before. How'd it happen? Like, clearly,
where did it come from?
Clearly, no doors were open. Dad locked them. Like, it can't be an inside job.
I don't have a chimney. How did he get in here?
My dad doesn't know Santa. Like, they wouldn't cooperate. Santa doesn't even give my dad gifts. Like, so,
but it was on the naughty list.
Were your parents ones that also like would list a present or two as being from Santa? Yeah, yeah.
They still do that.
Oh, that's adorable. Like,
they do this thing on Christmas Eve. We always open our gifts and stuff, and then Christmas Day they'll either, you know, now that we're older, we don't always get to spend both days with them because, you know, I got my wife's family and my family. So, you know, whenever we leave, they'll send a gift with us that says from Santa.
No,
and we'll open it on Christmas morning. So
no,
they still do that.
That's just setting it up for, so you have a niece right now. You're about to have a nephew.
Already have a nephew.
You already have it. Oh my gosh, Kevin's kid has already popped out.
Yeah, dude, he popped him out. I don't even remember. I'm a terrible uncle.
Hey, that's all right. I don't know what any of these kids. I know their names.
It's been a couple months ago because we went to we booked an Airbnb place in Mountain Home and went up there and stayed and.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Kevin. Congratulations. Yep. I feel like I probably liked something. I probably liked a photo that your mom put up now that I think
probably.
About it. Now that I think about it. But I mean, like, that's cool because, you know, you've already got young kids in your family. And then I assume at some point you will also have the tradition of having a young brain or two in your family.
You bet.
God forbid, don't go for three, Reno. Like, maybe Kevin can help convince you one way. But two is
a lot.
Man,
at this point, I don't care as long as I get something at this point. I'm ready.
Yeah. No stress, buddy. It'll happen. Yeah. No stress. Because everyone wants a kid, and then when that son of a bitch is here, like, she's doing, well,
what was I thinking?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but this thing may die if I don't figure it out. That's the joy that everyone talks about. No, it is terrifying. But yeah, so your tradition is split between your two families, your in-laws and your family. So is it typically days set aside, like, the Christmas Eve is with my family, Christmas Day, the other family, or the day after Christmas, the other family, like, Christmas is for me and Brittany at home by ourselves. Like, how is it split up, especially since you're close to both sides of the family, like, physically, location-wise, so it's not too terrible of a travel? Like, your in-laws, it's basically you go outside and there they are.
Well, not anymore. They're over there closer to you now, but...
Oh, they've officially transitioned?
Oh, yeah. They're
to the farm life?
House is built. He's a cattleman.
The simple life over here.
Yeah.
All they're missing is Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's right. But so this year we're actually doing something we've never done before. We're hosting Christmas at my
house.
Oh,
wow.
So my parents and my brother and their kids and his wife and all them, they're all, and my grandparents are all coming up here Christmas Eve. So, the idea is mom and dad's coming up Thursday and, you know, staying the afternoon, evening with us, and Friday, some Saturday. And then I think they're going to go back. Saturday, typically we go to Brittany's family's place and stay there all day, come home and then maybe go there again the next day, or we don't go there again until New Year's Eve when, like, football games and stuff are being played, and we'll go watch football there and stuff like that kind of thing. But normally the way we do things prior to this year, since my parents are trying to move into a new house, my brother's trying to move into a new house. We are not trying to move into a new house. We thought, well, let's do it here. So
nice.
But normally we do it at my parents' house. And we'll do all our gift stuff all in one day. But since we live about an hour away, we'll go and stay the night, you know, the night before, and try to get a little extra time with my family, and then we'll come back up here and spend the rest of the time up here. So
is there any thought of like smushing your two families together, like Reno?
I would love that.
Law family get together.
Yeah, I would love that, but I don't think we're there yet. I think
competing dads, I bet.
that's kind of the deal. It's a control thing. Like
clearly, it's the mothers. Clearly, it's the mothers.
Can't break tradition.
Because both Brittany's mom and your mom seem like they would just be at each other's throats. They seem like the most riled up of women.
Yeah. We all know who's riled up in my family.
I can't imagine. I can't. Josie, your niece.
That's right.
Especially now, she's getting to that sassy age. Charlotte's got super sassy, man.
Super sassy. And on top of that, she's my brother's offspring. So we all know, well, not we all, but you and I know how well my brother is.
Your brother's mischievous. Your brother's mischievous. Yep. It's a holiday season. It's Christmas Eve episode, Reno. We'll be nice. Your brother's mischievous, like an imp, like a fiendish elf.
Fiendish elf. That's a good way of putting it. There you go.
he's had some merry old pranks in his life. Okay. So Christmas time. So Thanksgiving. You know, there's pretty much a set thing, right? It's you have a big freaking turkey, and you eat all these side pieces. Christmas, do you have a go-to Christmas meal? Like, is there something that has to be included in your Christmas, menu during that kind of like 3-day stretch of the family get-togethers or like your own personal time with Brittany? Like, is there something that just has to be included for you?
So there's a yes for both sides of the family for me on this. Ooh. So you know how my family is. Like, we do something crazy every now and again. Like, you know, sometimes we'll do just a traditional, you know, like basically Thanksgiving 2.0 for Christmas.
Gotcha.
Which I'm totally good with, cause I love that. So, my parents make turkey and dressing and all that good stuff. So that's the must have for me if they make that. Now, if they don't do that, my dad has done this more than once where he'll make shrimp gumbo on Christmas. And that's not the most Christmas meal, but oh my gosh, it's awesome. And then for my wife's side, her dad makes this spinach dip. Oh. And I'm usually not like a spinach dip guy.
Yeah.
But I could eat my weight in the spinach dip.
is it like his own like recipe?
Yeah, like it's not like one of those that you just unpackage and like you have to basically make this thing from scratch, and gotcha. He won't tell anybody the recipe.
Nice. Hey, why? Actually, why not? If you're not selling it, why not?
He said I've got the recipe and I'll give it to you one day, but not right now.
When you pry it from my cold dead hands, Jared.
He's like, when I'm gone, you can have it.
Stephanie bought some store-bought spinach dip, and she loves it. Like, I don't think she's a big spinach dip person either, but she loves, I don't know what brand it is, something she found, I think at Walmart or Sam's Club, loves it. Speaking of that, have you ever had the Poncho's cheese dip?
Yes.
The white queso?
Yes.
Dude, that stuff's legit for a store-bought stuff.
Yes. You're talking about the one that's like the blue container?
Yeah!
Yes!
Dude, that's so good. You know, that's an Arkansas restaurant.
Every time we do tacos, every time we do anything with this that's kind of the Mexican themed, we always have that cheese dip, dude. It's so good.
It's so good. You know, that's actually, it started out as a Mexican food style restaurant here in Arkansas. And then I think they gave up on that and just now sell cheese dip. Like, they just they just package and distribute cheese dip.
Cheese dip.
And like, I didn't even know about it because we typically do, there's a brand at Sam's Club that we really like because it's not, it doesn't have the same taste as my preferred Mexican restaurant, but it's better than most of the store-boughts I had. And then we didn't have any of that, but we needed stuff to go along with some tacos I was making because I like to do kind of more like the street taco style. So like marinate some chicken, then grill it up and chop it up and do kind of, not fajitas, but kind of like the bigger, chunkier chicken, and then make some rolled up tacos, some street tacos, a little cilantro, some diced onions. I get the the taco, like the taco stand, like squeeze bottles of sauces that you can purchase now. I basically have a little food truck in my kitchen.
You have basically a food truck at your house.
Yeah, so I get pretty hardcore with that. But I was like, we have to have cheese dip, and like I don't really want to stop at like a Mexican restaurant just to buy cheese dip because it's going to be upcharged. It's like $8 for a large, which doesn't bother me when I'm buying a rest of the meal with it, but like I don't want to spend just $8 right now when I could probably find something cheaper. So I did a quick thing on Google, and I was just like, hey, you know, best store-bought cheese dip, and this Poncho's kept popping up. So I was like, well, let's give it a shot. I'm glad I gave it a shot, Reno. Stuff's legit.
It's legit, bro.
I prefer that. Not over Mexican restaurants that are good, but I prefer it.
Yeah.
Agree. What any of that has to do with Christmas, I don't know. But it's okay. So
absolutely nothing.
So I asked that because I feel like ham is like the traditional Christmas dish.
Yep.
But you said shrimp gumbo. My dad's mother, so my grandma, so I feel like you have to clarify. You can't just say my grandmother because, I mean, well, you know, of whose side? You have more than one grandma, right? Well, yes, yeah. I did. I did have more than one grandma. I had three grandmas. And now I have, or now I would have had more grandmas now that Stephanie's added to the equation. But so my dad's mother, my grandma on my dad's side, my paternal grandmother, at her house, because his family was a family of divorce and remarry. So going to my grandma Sarah's house was always like a circus of family members, which is both awesome and terrifying, depending on what age you're walking into that, because you walk in, it's like, I know more people walking into Walmart than I do right now in this house of like all these people. Like, I know eventually some of them are aunts and uncles and the young ones are cousins, but like, I don't know how to separate names. We're just going in blind.
Oh, look, there's Miss Carzo Christopher. And who are you?
I'm just like, yeah, buddy. Like, just like, thanks.
What he said.
Thanks, Unc. Like, just whatever. And go ask Jordan. Hey, Jordan, go ask them. Like, you're too cute and young. They can't be upset if you don't know their names. But they always had shrimp, just peel and eat shrimp, just out, just always kind of like it just thawed in the sink, shrimp. So like, I'm sure at some point I was eating shrimp that probably gave me food poisoning, but like it was always there. I never really understood it, but it was just so different. Like they also had ham. So like if you wanted something warm, but there was a part of me that kind of like, sometimes, like, there was a while there, I just kind of felt out of place if I didn't have shrimp at my Christmas time. And Grandma Sarah, you know, that's all you. Like, I even got appointed one Christmas with the more immediate family of, like, hey, Christopher, bring shrimp. I'm like, I'm driving from Columbia, Missouri, and I'm staying in a hotel. Like, what am I supposed to? So I'm, like, thawing frozen shrimp in a hotel bathroom before I drive into Ozark one Christmas. But it's so our tradition is pretty simple. We go to the Ozark side, my side of the family, Christmas Eve. And it's gotten progressively more difficult the more the family has changed and evolved over the years. But right now our station is going to Christina's house, your old uncle's house. So we go there, and that's kind of like the gathering point of families. And just so happens, my dad lives pretty close by too from that location. So I get able to hit up the whole Ozark family within that span. And then we go and hang out with my in-laws. And we were doing this before we had kids too. We would go spend like a week or a couple days in Branson with them because they have a timeshare in Branson. So they always had like a week during December where they would be there. So we would just go crash on a couch, or I'd get a hotel room and stuff like that. It was crashing on a couch, the couch bed, back when it was just me and Stephanie. But now that we have kids, and now that both of them are older, I refuse to sleep on a couch bed.
Yeah.
I'm 30. I'm 34, about to be 35. I have a job. I have benefits. I there's nothing in my body that says I deserve to be sleeping on a couch bed right now. Like,
or dead.
So I don't. And we can just toss our kids at the in-laws, and then I can go back to the hotel room, and me and my wife, can take a restful night of sleep in silence. Because sleeping with kids in a hotel room, it's like fine for my wife because she could just fall asleep. Like, she doesn't need anything. She doesn't stay awake. Like, if she's tired, she sleeps. If I'm tired, I need to, like, sit and watch TV and or play on my phone for at least the next 4 hours to like ease myself into sleep. So like, I just can't, like, it just bothers me to sit in there in darkness, because I'll just be sitting there staring. Like, my brain's not ready to shut off. I need the dulcet tones of One Piece or The Office playing in the background, or like Ghostbusters, rewatching Ghostbusters for the millionth time. I just need that. What was your best Christmas gift that you can remember as a kid? Let's keep it where we're not offending anyone that may have given you a gift recently. As a kid, what was your favorite gift?
Has to be, hands down, it's actually a tough one. It's one of two things, but they're both from the same thing.
Okay.
Either the Power Ranger, Red Ranger, like, gun/knife thing.
Yeah.
That, like, folded over into the knife or whatever, but it was a gun or whatever. So I got that.
Yep.
And then I also got this duo deal that I actually, you know what? Screw the Red Ranger. It was this one. The White Ranger Zord, like where you could like transform him, and then that it transforms into a blade.
Oh, the talking dagger?
Yes.
Tiger Zord power.
Yes.
Tiger Zord power, activate.
I remember, and our friend Jeremiah tells this story all the time. We were kids. I brought that to school one day, and he turned so green. He was like, I hated you so much for years because you brought that to school. And I'm like, whoa, I never knew this. Like,
yeah, I mean, and he's one person that will not ever forget that hate he felt day.
That's true.
You know, oddly enough, Power Rangers happens to be one of my more fond gifts. Like, there was a Christmas where, like, all of us, like, all three of us got Power Ranger something or other. Like, I think, my sister got, like, the Pink Ranger gloves that had, like, a little button in the crease of, like, the thumb. So, like, you hit it and it, like, make fighting noises. But there was, and because it wasn't, like, wrapped up, I don't think, it was just out in the open, there was a Megazord that had, like, a remote wired into it that you could, like, move the Megazord forward and had, like, lights flashing. But it also had a built-in microphone thing, so you could, like, sit there and talk. Like,
talk through it.
But, like, it was, like, maybe a 3-foot cord, so, like, if you were just talking in general, people could hear you. So it's not like you were, like, off in the distance and it was just the Megazord talking by itself. Still, it was super cool. And then there was one Christmas that all of us got a Game Boy Color and a version of Pokemon. So I got Yellow, my sister got Red, and my brother got Blue. And that was, like, super cool because, bless you, because that was one where not only was it just Thank a you. Cool gift to have, because Pokemon was all the rage.
Oh, love me some Pokemon.
But it was, like, this shared experience because we could all, like, track to see how we were doing. And then we also had, like, the cord so you could trade. Or battle, but it was more for trading. So, like, that was super cool. But, yeah, man, Christmas is such a cool time. Like, and listen, I know we're talking about more of, like, the commercial side of it all, but, like that's an aspect of it. It's super cool. Like, listen, baby Jesus, I'm not leaving you out, buddy. I'm not leaving you out, buddy. And you know, thanks to the Cross Church, my children know the reason for the season. But I will be honest, as a parent, I am super looking forward to seeing how my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, reacts to her first Christmas where she's like a sentient human that understands things. Because it's been like, it's been kind of like, that's probably the thing that like, if I had to critique parenting right now, like, the thing I would critique the most is, listen, I don't want them growing up too fast, of course. But, like, there are small instances, like when we go on vacations, these kids don't appreciate it because they don't fully understand it. Like, but now Charlotte's getting to a point where she understands stuff. Like, she's super pumped to go to Silver Dollar City because she wants to ride the rides. The rides sound fun. It's not she just being drugged onto a ride. You know, she can speak. She can articulate. She can tell you that she likes it. She loves it. What all that other stuff. But this will be her first Christmas where she, like, I think there'll actually be the excitement of going and seeing the, because she's, like, been talking about Santa a lot. And, like, you know, she's like, I really, you know, like, I can't wait to see what gifts I get. Or, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, make sure you're being good or you might not get a, you know, Santa might give you coal. And she's like, what if I've been bad? Like, she starts bawling, like, oh no, I've been a bad parent. Like, oh no, everything I've done.
I regret everything.
But I'm, like, super excited to see how she's excited. And then, like, Carter right now is a parakeet. My son, he's 2, he's about to be 3 in February, but, like, he doesn't understand. He's excited to like pull wrapping paper and look at boxes. Like he'll be more excited about the packaging that most of the stuff that he gets comes in than maybe the stuff itself. But Charlotte, she's at that rational, like she understands some things stage, and like that's going to be awesome to see. And that's what's cool. It's like there's magic to all of this. And like we all get cynical about it as we get older, but like, man, there's just something really cool. Like I've wanted to recapture that whole family. You wake up early in the morning, like getting excited about things and like being a dad, like I'm going to just be tired and like, oh, I just want to get this over with. But like seeing the kid get excited is going to make me super pumped. And it's cool seeing family and all that other crap,
all that other stuff.
Right. Quick, Reno. Do you got a favorite or go-to Christmas movie? Like, is there a certain movie or movies that you got to play during Christmas time?
So each family has their own traditions.
Okay.
My father-in-law insists on the Christmas Story. That has to be played through the entirety of of the entire Christmas event at his house. And nice. I'm not joking. Like he literally turns it on whatever channel that plays it for 24 hours and leaves it on that channel.
Well, probably it stays TNT, on that right? channel. Probably TNT or TBS,
yeah,
right?
It's whichever one it is, and it stays on there all day, all day. Doesn't change.
That's fair.
At all.
Yeah, fair.
And then like my family really doesn't like. I mean, they'll watch some, but really movies aren't the kicker there. But personally. There's really, I mean, dude, there's so many good Christmas movies out there. I could talk about this all day, but I like Elf.
That's a good one.
I like Christmas Vacation. Everybody, especially my wife, thinks I'm nuts, but the old claymation Christmas stories, like the stop motion ones with like the Year Without a Santa Claus and I don't even remember the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I don't remember the rest of them, but like
the one that had like Jack Frost and then like his fiery brother and like
like all of those like
and like an abominable snowman and like a hunter that just like you couldn't really see the features of his face other than his like his big beard and mustache.
Yukon
Cornelius. Yukon, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We did a Christmas trivia game here a couple weeks ago, and that was one of the questions was who is the red bearded guy in Rudolph, and I got that one right.
Well, there you go.
Also, that's who our old friend Mr. Matt Stewart used to be called because of his beard.
I could see that.
But anyway, that like any of those to me is a staple for Christmas. Like I always like watching those.
We always at Grandma Sarah's house because that was like the Christmas that got wild because there was like 20 million people there. Christmas Vacation always played at least once, and some aunt or uncle was always quoting at least some random line from it. And as like the Kegel side of the equation, like we always kind of felt like this embodied like our existence as a family, like there's just utter insanity and shit showness of it all, just like. Okay, yeah, and like you kind of size up the, you know, there's our Randy Quaid of the family over there, like there's the guy saying the shitter's full, like that's our guy, and there's our there's our Russ, and there's our there's our dad, just Chevy Chases all abound, but yeah, that's awesome. I don't know why, but I always like to watch. I also kind of like to watch the Ghostbuster movies during this time. I don't know.
There's not a time where you don't like watching the Ghostbusters movies.
I know, but like the TV even agrees with me too, because like Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2 come on, like also like they're like programmed to come on during this holiday season. Like they start reappearing for the countdown to Halloween months, and then they just stay running until February. Whatever. But Reno, I wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm surprised neither one of us said the Grinch, but. YOLO. Yeah, if that upsets anyone, fight me about
right,
it.
You're right.
Do you like the animated or Jim Carrey?
I regret my decision.
Animated or Jim Carrey?
Man, I kind of like the Jim Carrey one.
I think that's appropriate. I think it is a good one. I think anyone that craps on that doesn't have a soul.
Yeah, God.
Jim Carrey is
such a good Grinch.
Jim Carrey's the sole reason I want to watch a second Sonic movie.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because he was amazing in the first Sonic movie.
Yeah, he was.
And he could have just phoned that in and got a paycheck, and we could have all been like, well, that was a video game movie. We kind of knew what we were walking into. But, like, it was legit good. Like, it was just a legit good experience. But, Reno, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and I hope you have a good one, buddy. I hope Santa brings you all the good gifts and you get everything you want.
Well, thank you, buddy. You too.
Okay. Well, this has been Mr. Cack and me. Thank you so much for listening for this Christmas Eve / Christmas episode. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.